You're listening to the Righteous Babe Podcast, the show that gives you the inspiration and practical tools you need to create a life-changing journaling practice. You may have kept a diary as a kid, but this is the grown woman's guide to journaling. I'm your host, Javacia Harris Bowser, and each week I'll offer you uplifting conversation and thought-provoking prompts to help you write your way to the best version of yourself. Let's do this. What's up, Journal Babes? It's your girl, Javacia, also known as The Righteous Babe, and that's righteous spelled W-R-I-T-E-O-U-S, because when you're a writer, you can make up words. Today, we are going to talk about values. Have you ever been in one of those workshops where they give you this chart with a ton of words, and they tell you to pick your top five values? If you've never done that and you don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry. I'm going to put a link to one of those charts in the show notes so that you can try out this exercise. But the problem with a lot of these workshops that do these exercises is that they stop there. So you write your top five values and then they move on. But I feel like there are a lot of other things we need to do. First of all, we need to ask ourselves, why is this a value? Because sometimes we pick things as a value just because we feel like it's supposed to be one. So we write down family because we're like, well, I'm a trash human being if I don't value my family. And we write down faith because we're thinking, well, if I don't put faith, I'm going to hell. Right? But what are really your values? And so if you ask yourself the question of why is this my value, it helps you to figure out if this really is a value of yours. Another important question to ask is, what does living out this value mean to you? It's important to get clear on this, because you need to make sure you're not holding yourself to someone else's standard. For example, family is one of my values. But somebody might say to me, oh, you don't value family because you don't have children. So in case you're new here, I am child-free by choice. And a lot of folks don't like that. And so maybe somebody would say to me, oh, you don't really value family, because if you did, you would have kids. But I don't listen to them because I am very clear on what valuing family means to me. My husband and I, Righteous Bo, that's his name here on the podcast, Righteous Bo and I, we are a family. Also, I value my parents, and I show that by being there for them whenever they need me. I value my brother, my sister-in-law, my cousins, my nieces. I value my family. I don't have to have a bunch of kids to prove that. But I know that because I got clear on what my values are, why they're my values, and what it means to live out those values. I'll give you another example. Faith. Faith is one of my values. But I don't have a church home right now. And some folks might say, oh, well, you don't really value faith, because if you did, you would go to church every Sunday. But I don't listen to them because I know that for me, living out this value is about being in constant communion with my Creator. And I do that through prayer journaling. I do that through prayer walks. I do that through just whispering prayers throughout the day. I do this through reading scripture. So I don't have to listen to those folks who tell me that my faith walk has to look like theirs. I'll give you another example. Feminism is one of my values. And for this one, you know, I've got one camp of folks who don't understand what feminism is, and they think it's about hating men, and they're like, you're not a feminist because you're married. What are you talking about? And then we have the other camp of folks who identify as feminists, but they may say that I'm not a real feminist because I'm not living out my feminism like they are. For example, a lot of my fellow feminists, they argue with folks on the internet about, you know, issues related to equality. And if they want to do that, that is fine. I'm not doing that. I am not going to argue with folks, strangers, on the internet to prove that I'm a feminist or to promote feminist values. That's not how I do it. But I, for me, it means voting. It means donating to certain organizations. And honestly, I have dedicated my life's work to amplifying the voices of women. And that, for me, is my feminist activism. I'll give you another example. Fitness. Fitness and wellness. That is a big value of mine. Even though I love me some tacos and some pizza and some cupcakes. So some folks may say, well, you don't really value wellness if you're eating those things. The devil is a lie. Because I work out, I eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. I do these things most days of the week. I try to drink a lot of water. So I do these things. But I also will occasionally eat tacos, pizza, and cupcakes. So both can be true. So I am secure in my values and what I believe, and I don't listen to the naysayers. So what does all this have to do with journaling? You may be wondering. You're like, what? I thought this is a journaling podcast, and she ain't talking about journaling. Don't worry, we're getting there. So the way I got secure in my values and what I believe was through journaling. So basically, I would figure out, okay, these are my top 5 values. Then I would journal about why these are my values. And then I would get very clear on what I believe about these values, meaning how I live that out, right? So I do that through journaling. And you can do the same thing. And here's the thing. This is an exercise that I revisit again and again and again. Usually I revisit it either at the end of the year or at the beginning of the year. But really, you can do it anytime. So if you want to do it at the beginning of a season, if you want to do it on your birthday, whatever. But I highly recommend revisiting this exercise because as we grow and change and have different life experiences, our values might change. And even if they don't change, our why and how we live them out might change. My fitness and wellness value is a perfect example of that. So I've been into fitness since forever. I can't even remember a time when I wasn't into fitness. And, you know, I used to teach aerobics when I was in college. I used to do workouts when I was a kid. On Saturday mornings, I would get up and do like workout shows that were on TV. My parents were like, what are you doing? Our child is so weird. So instead of watching Saturday morning cartoons, I was watching workout shows. So I have been really into fitness my whole life. But my why has evolved. So when I was in my 20s, for example, it was all about, I wanted to be really strong because, I taught aerobics and I wanted to, and not just aerobics, not just like jazzercise, that kind of thing, but, you know, I taught group fitness, I should say that. And so some of those classes were strength training classes and, you know, sometimes I would get guys in there and they would be like, oh, whatever, this isn't going to be hard at all. Look at that little girl. And so I would have them like crying by the end. So I really wanted to be strong. And, you know, not even gonna front. Of course, I wanted to look good. I want a six pack. And when I was in my 20s, I actually had a six pack in my 20s. I'm not in my 20s anymore. So, and now that I'm not in my 20s, I am in my 40s, early 40s, but still in my 40s. Obviously, my values or my why for that value has definitely changed. And being a breast cancer survivor, that has a lot to do with it as well. So for me, exercising regularly has a lot to do with trying to avoid a cancer recurrence, because there's lots of research that shows that exercise can help prevent a cancer recurrence. So again, it makes a lot of sense to revisit this exercise that I'm going to walk you through, because our values may change. And even if our values stay the same, our why, our beliefs around that value may change. This is also, I think, an important exercise to do because it can help you make major life decisions. I'll give you an example. So another value of mine is freedom. And let me be clear. You know, when you look at that big old chart of all those words and you pick the five that are your top, it doesn't mean that you don't value other stuff on that list, on that chart, right? It's just that you are picking the five that you value most. And that's important because it can help you make decisions. For example, as I said, freedom is one of my top five values. Financial security is also a value of mine, but it's not a top five. Now, I realize that money can give you a lot of freedom. I fully realize that. But I'm sharing this story because really examining this helped me make a major life decision in 2019. So in 2019, I left the classroom. So I used to be an English teacher. Another reason I can make up words like righteous. So I used to be an English teacher and I loved my job. I absolutely loved my job. So I didn't leave the classroom because I was unhappy with my work. I left the classroom because I was overwhelmed and stressed out because I was doing so many other things. So I was teaching. I was also running CJ and Write, which is my business that I use to help women become writers. Or make money writing and make a difference writing. And I was also freelancing as well. So I was doing basically three jobs. I basically had three careers at once. And that was super stressful. And so that was also affecting my wellness, right? Which is one of my values. And so I had to figure out what mattered to me most. Did I value wellness over financial security? Did I value freedom over financial security? Because freedom for me is two parts. One, it's about creative expression, but also it's about being free to use my time the way I want to. I mean, and obviously I value freedom in the big way. Like, I have freedom that my ancestors did not have. Obviously, I value it in that big way. But if we bring it down to like an individual level, for me, freedom is about freedom of creative expression and also being free to use my time the way I want. And so I had to ask myself, do I value this more than financial security? And I realized that, yes, I did. And so I gave up my financial security May 24th, 2019. That was my last day as a teacher. So I gave up that financial security. Now, fortunately, things have gone very well with my freelance career and with CJ and Wright. So I have not been struggling financially. So even in the midst of 2020. So 2020, as you know, we had the pandemic. And I also, in case you're new around here, I was also going through breast cancer treatment in 2020. So 2020 could have been catastrophic for me financially, but praise God, it was not. But I had to make that decision, right? I had to decide, which do I value more, this freedom of creative expression and freedom to use my time the way I want, or financial security? Which do I value more? And I picked freedom. And so that's why I know it's in my top five. Okay, I hope that makes sense. And again, if you're thinking, but what does this have to do with journaling? I figure all of this stuff out through journaling. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to walk you through an exercise of how to do this for yourself. And I will share with you also some things from my journal. So we're going to take a quick break and then we will work on that. The Righteous Bay Podcast is a production of C. Jane Wright, a website and community for women who write and create, founded by me, Javacia Harris-Bowser. Through courses, coaching, community, and virtual events, C. Jane Wright empowers and equips women to use their writing skills and their stories to make money and make a difference. We'd love for you to check out our free Facebook group so you can see what we're all about. Just head over to Facebook, search for C. Jane Wright Network, and come join us. I look forward to chatting with you in the group. Okay, so once you have chosen your top five values, and again, if you've never seen one of these charts that I talked about earlier, I will link to one in the show notes so that you can do this exercise. So first, you're going to choose your top five values. Remember, this doesn't mean that you don't care about the other things on the chart. It's just that these are your top five. So choose your top five values. And then I want you to write some belief statements about these values so that you are crystal clear on why this is your value and also what it looks like for you to live it out. So you're going to start the statement with, I believe, and then just write whatever you believe about that statement or about that value. And then, so that's your first sentence, and then write a sentence that kind of shows, or maybe more than one sentence, that kind of shows what it looks like for you to live out that value. Because again, it's going to look different for you than it does for me or somebody else, and that's okay because they're your values. It's your life, not mine. So I know this is all kind of abstract, so I'm going to share with you. I'm going to actually read some stuff out of my journal for you. And like I said, I like to revisit this usually once a year. You can do it beginning of the year, end of the year, your birthday, or the beginning of a season or whatever. And I also like to, when I get a new journal, I like to write my value statements or my belief statements, whatever you want to call them, at the beginning of that journal so that they're always there and I can, you know, review them whenever I need to. It really helps me stay grounded and it really keeps me from feeling like I need to be doing something just because somebody else is doing it. Because, you know, we go through that a lot, right? So these value statements can really help with that. So I'm going to, you're going to hear the pages turn as I read to you my core value statements. So let's start with faith. I believe in a loving and merciful creator who desires relationship with creation. I cultivate this relationship each day through prayer, journaling, walking, writing, gratitude, service, and reading scripture. So see, I think that's hopefully that kind of gave you an example of what I'm talking about here. So my value is faith, what I believe about faith. I stated that. And then I gave you a sentence that kind of summed up how I live that out. Now, did this come out like this on my first go? Absolutely not. Okay, so what you're going to do first is just kind of think through this stuff and just kind of dump whatever comes out on the page, right? Like whatever comes to mind, you're just going to dump it on the page, and you're going to do that for each value. Then you can go back and kind of look through it and make it all pretty, make it all neat and concise and pretty for the front of your journal or wherever you want to keep it. Maybe you want to put it on some cardstock and frame it or something, you know, up to you. Okay, I'm going to give you another example. Family. I believe my marriage is a part of my ministry and should be treated as such. Our love is a part of our legacy. And I believe in being my husband's girlfriend. So, you know, for me, that statement about our love is a part of our legacy, that was a really important statement for me to add because, you know, folks often act like the only way you can leave a legacy is through children. And so it was really important for me to include that statement about our love is a part of our legacy. It was also important for me to include that statement about I believe in being my husband's girlfriend because, you know, folks be out here acting like after you've been married for a while, your marriage is supposed to be boring and no passion and no, ma'am, I am not here for that. So that statement was important too. All right, I'm going to give you another example. So I'm going to give you an example of my freedom value because that one's a little complicated because as I mentioned, for me, you know, when we're talking about individual freedom, so not collective freedom, as in I have freedoms that my ancestors didn't have. But when we're bringing this down to like individual freedom, for me, that is about freedom of creative expression. And also, and for me, creative expression comes through writing. And it's also about being free to use my time the way I want to. So this one's a little longer than my other ones because it's a little complicated, but here goes. So this is freedom. I believe I am a creation of God, and it is God's will for me to be creative. I believe writing is a form of worship. My writing abilities are gifts from God, and how I use my writing abilities is my gift back to God. I believe God is a God of order, and my life should reflect that. But I also believe God gave us free will. I am free to build the life of my dreams. All right, so that was a lot, right? But I think hopefully you get the idea of how that kind of encompasses the freedom of creative expression. So I started off talking about writing, how it's a form of worship for me. And then also the freedom of being able to use my time how I want to. And, you know, I put that thing in there about God being a God of order because it's very intentional that I paired that with freedom. So here's why. If you know me well, you know I am a planner. So I'm obsessed with planners just like I'm obsessed with journals. And I carry my planner with me everywhere I go. I use my planner. Like I'm not the person who buys the planner and then the planner just sits there and looks pretty, but you never open it. No, I am not that person. I use my planners. Usually my planners are like completely beat up, pages coming out and everything because I use my planner. And I plan everything and I will even schedule my day hour by hour. Now, I know that does not work for most folks. I totally get that. But I was a teacher for 10 years, so I literally lived my life in class periods. So, you know, you can take the teacher out of the classroom, but so I schedule everything hour by hour. And a lot of folks, for them, that would drive them crazy, and I totally get it. But actually, I found a lot of freedom in that, which sounds weird to people who don't plan. But there is so much freedom in planning. There's so much freedom in structure. I know that sounds really weird. But so I'm going to go off on a little tangent here and explain to you why. I may do a whole episode on this. But here's why I found a lot of freedom in planning and in structure. So, you know, when you are working on a passion of yours, maybe it's writing, or maybe it's something else that you're passionate about. Maybe it's painting. Maybe it's embroidery. Maybe it's fixing cars. I don't know. Whatever it is. Something that you're passionate about. It's not what you get paid to do. Or maybe it's not. Maybe you do get paid to do it, but it's not like your primary source of income, right? And when you're working on that thing that you're passionate about, there's always something whispering in your ear telling you you shouldn't be doing it and that you should be doing something else, that you should be working on whatever your W-2 job is, or you should be cleaning the house or washing the dishes or folding the laundry or blah, 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 right? Always that voice telling you that you need to be doing these things. Well, because I have so much structure in my day and in my week even, when that voice tells me, oh, you should be doing X, Y, Z, I can tell that voice to shut up because it has already been scheduled when I'm going to do X, Y, Z. And so I tell that voice, leave me alone. I'm going to do X, Y, Z on this day at this time. And this right here is my time to work on my passion. So leave me alone, right? So for me, I find so much freedom in order and structure. And also, it was important for me to add, I am free to build a life of my dreams because, let's see, how can I put this without offending people? So some people in the faith community are very much on like this, we should all be miserable kick. You know, they feel like you aren't really serving God unless you're miserable. And that's not what I'm trying to do. So I believe that we are free to build the life of our dreams and that we can serve God through that. All right, let's go to my next value, feminism. So as I mentioned, first of all, let's just be clear. If you're one of those people that's like, feminists hate men, that is not what feminism is, okay? Feminism is a belief in the social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. That is the dictionary definition of feminism, okay? It has nothing to do with hating men. Men, in fact, can be feminist, okay? Just so we're clear. Now, Gloria Steinem, who was kind of like the face of feminism in the 70s, she was asked in an interview how she would define feminism. And she said, you know, that she agreed with the dictionary definition that I just gave you. But then she said, I would just add, and doing something about it. And so that's the part that I've got to include in my belief statement, right? So that I can stand in that and decide, okay, this is how I'm going to live out my feminism. And it may not look like how somebody else does, but that's okay. So let me read my statement to you. I believe all women have a story worth sharing and can empower themselves and others by doing so. Helping women share their stories is my purpose. So helping women share their stories, that is my form of feminist activism. Now, again, yes, I vote, I donate, to organizations and causes that are fighting for equality. But my, like, boots on the ground work is not running for office, which it may be for someone else, and that's great, and I will support them, right? But for me, it's not running for office. And it's certainly, as I said before, it's certainly not fighting with strangers on the internet. It is helping women share their stories. Okay, I hope all of this is making sense. So I've already read four for you, so I might as well just just go for all of them. Okay. So, fitness and wellness. I believe my body should be treated as God's temple, which includes eating healthful foods, but fun foods too. Joyful exercise, water, rest, and adorning my body with clothes that make me feel beautiful. Okay, so that's what valuing fitness and wellness looks like for me. And honestly, I'm probably going to rewrite this the next time I revisit my values. I'm probably going to rewrite this to include something about trying to prevent a cancer recurrence, since that is such a huge motivation for me. But, you know, in this statement, I say, yeah, I eat healthful foods, but I eat fun foods too. And I also mentioned joyful exercise. So some people who value fitness, they may really focus on pushing their body as hard and as much as they can. And yes, I do occasionally do some workouts that challenge and push my body. But most of the time, I'm focusing on exercise that I actually enjoy. Okay. And again, that may not be what you want to do, and that's fine. Maybe you are all about pushing yourself in every single workout. You want it to be harder and harder and harder. And that is fine for you. That is not fine for me. So again, I hope you are understanding what I'm trying to get across here. And again, I got to these statements. These statements that I read to you were not all pretty and succinct when I first wrote them. I got here after just journaling around this for a while. And you may not get this done in one sitting either, so don't feel like you have to. But the whole point of this is that once you've got this done, you can then stand in that, right? You can be confident. You don't have to do what everybody else is doing. You don't have to, your life doesn't have to look like somebody else's. So I really hope that this makes sense. I hope you're excited about doing this for yourself. So I've kind of given you your prompt already, still kind of, sort of. But we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, I will officially give you your prompt for this week. The Righteous Babe podcast would not be possible without Creed 63, an inclusive space for the community and entrepreneurs to come together to work, create, and be inspired. Located in the historic Black Business District of Birmingham, Alabama, Creed 63 is much more than a place to work, offering a wide range of resources to support and connect emerging and established entrepreneurs. Creed 63 is also home to a wonderful podcast studio where the Righteous Babe Show was born. Head to creed63.com to learn more. Okay, let me officially give you your prompt for this week, which is, what are your top five values and what do you believe about each one? Now, this is a two-part prompt. So that's part one. Part two is, what does it look like for you to live out these values? And notice I said for you to live out these values, because we're not talking about, oh, this is what I believe everybody in the world should do. No. This is all about you and how you are living out these values. So let me read that to you again. What are your top five values and what do you believe about each one? What does it look like for you to live out these values? So that's your prompt for this week. And again, our goal is for you to have these belief statements that you can keep in your journal, that you can hang up somewhere, that you can frame, whatever you want to do with them. But to get there is going to be messy. So you're going to just think through this prompt that I just gave you, jot down the things that come to you, take your time with it. And then once you've kind of gone through and done this work for each value, you will then pull from the stuff that you've written. And that's when you will, that's how you'll create your value statements or your belief statements. Okay. And again, if you've never seen one of these charts that I'm talking about that has like all the things that you choose from, I will link to one in the show notes so that you can do that. So I would love to know how this goes for you. So please hit me up on social and let me know how this exercise went. You can even share your five values with me if you like. If you don't want to, that's fine. But if you like to share your five values, that would be great. But mainly, I just want to know how this exercise went. And if you struggle with it, let me know that too. And if you have questions about it, let me know that too, because then I can use that for a future episode. So hit me up on social and let me know. I'm at Righteous Babe, and I think you know how to spell it, but just in case you don't, WRITEOUSBABE. So hit me up. I'm at Righteous Babe on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And so follow if you haven't already, but hit me up on social. Let me know how this exercise went for you if you have questions, and let me know what your top five values are. Now, and remember, as you're going through this, this is not about trying to live a life that looks like somebody else's, right? You are getting clear on what's important to you, and you are going to stand in that. And my hope is that this will give you the confidence to really be who you want to be and believe what you want to believe and really stand in those beliefs. That's it for this week's episode of the Righteous Babe podcast. Remember, you have the power to write your way through anything and to the life of your dreams. Happy journaling.